name Noah, the only name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. This is Brother Arnold with the Repair of the Breach broadcast, Restore a Past to Dwell In, preaching and teaching that there's only one name under heaven given among men that you can be saved by. That's the name YHWH. Every time you say hallelujah, hallelujah, it's hallelujah is a Hebrew word, means praise ye. Hallelujah means praise ye, Yahweh, YHWH. You know, Brother Matthew was going to be on here today, but something come up and he couldn't, but he sent me an email about Joel Osteen, and believe it or not, the man's actually preaching the truth on the clean and unclean meats. He goes in and tells how eating swine's flesh, hog, pig, is abomination, and how that the swine will eat its own dead babies. Of course, other things will do that too, it's unclean. But I'm gonna try to play you a little snippet from it. It's YouTube. It ain't about 3 minutes long, maybe 4, something like that. And let me see if I'm gonna try something different here and see if I pull it up. You'll enjoy it. Like I say, it ain't about 3 minutes of it, but it's real interesting. Okay, we're gonna see if we're gonna be able to hear it. Now you'll have to listen probably pretty close here. And here I'm going to click on it right here, and here we go.
Pork, ham, bacon, pepperoni. It's just like the thing that the scripture tells us we should not eat. Guys, you've already knocked the doors. And of course, this has to do with anything that comes from a pig.
Did you hear me?
A hog, a swine.
Yeah, hold on.
Love pork chops. Love ham and cheese sandwich. And I grew up on all that. I love bacon, but for our health base, we have to be willing to make some changes. God knows what's best for us. And back in the Bible days, the pig was considered unclean. It was never considered a source of food. And one of the main reasons why was the pig will eat anything. A pig eats waste and garbage. This is kind of gross, but a pig will eat its own dead child. A pig will eat other sick and infected animals. They're scavengers. And what's interesting is the pig has one of the quickest and poorest digestive systems of any animal. It takes only 4 hours, and that's not good. Because the digestive system is so quick and so poor, many times the toxins from the food are not properly eliminated, and they are stored in the pig's fat. That means that pig can eat all kinds of filth and garbage. It can eat other infections. 4 hours later, it's sent to the slaughter and butchered. In a few days, it's on your plate at home. You're having ribs. The problem is the toxins were never properly eliminated from the pig. On the other hand, the animals that God says are okay for us to eat, like cow, lamb, deer, buffalo, these animals eat fresh, clean vegetation. Their digestive system is much more sophisticated. In fact, a cow basically has 3 stomachs. And that fresh, clean vegetation is processed through a digestive system that takes 24 hours. Think about it. 24 hours versus 4 hours. Would you rather eat an animal that eats waste and filth or an animal that eats fresh, clean vegetation? An animal that poorly processes the food and stores the toxins in its fat or an animal that properly eliminates the toxins from its body? I don't know about you, but I don't want to take a chance of putting that kind of junk in my body. As I said, I love bacon, but a few years ago, we switched over and started eating turkey bacon. I can't tell the difference now. I love pizza, but I don't eat pepperoni anymore. I made changes, not only for my health's sake, I made changes to honor God. And I believe that if I'll do what I can to take care of myself, God will do what I can. Something else the Bible tells us we should stay away from is this kind of shellfish. Shrimp, crabs, clams, oysters, lobsters. Again,
rebellious today. I'm ruining all y'all's fun. These are animals that are scavengers. Do you know they live at the bottom of the water and they eat waste? They eat the excrement of other animals. And I love fried shrimp, but when I think about what that shrimp eats for dinner, it's not that appetizing anymore. We should be eating more of fresh fish, fresh salmon. Grilled fish is some of the best things for us. At our home, we tend to eat a lot of chicken.
You know, that was Joel Osteen, and, you know, I think he brought it out real well that eating swine's flesh, of course he didn't go into the scripture, but there's plenty of scripture on it that says don't eat it. And he brought out how that these are scavengers, these things are unclean. Of course, I quit eating it probably close to 25, 30 years ago. And I guess people grow it their own things. It ain't going to save you to quit eating it. Of course, I guess you'll be a little more healthier in hell if you don't go by his laws and do the rest of what the scripture teaches. But I thought that was real interesting, real good that, you know, this man's known, I guess, all over the United States and probably other parts of other countries. I don't know that much about him, Joel Osteen. But anyhow, I don't know that I could have said it any better. I know I couldn't say it. This man's a motivational speaker, and he motivates people. He may not never tell them the plan of salvation, but he might motivate somebody to quit eating swine's flesh. Might even get them studying, looking into the scripture, and even maybe get them seeing something else. Who knows? But anyhow, would like to encourage everybody that Jehovah's laws is just as binding today. See, the blood of the Messiah didn't cleanse the hog. His dying on the tree did not cleanse the hog. I think I had my speaker. I had my speaker off. I got it on now. But hopefully y'all heard some of what I just said. It might have been weak, but this man is a motivational speaker, Joel Osteen, and really done a good job of telling you about the filthy swine and that it's not created for human consumption. And as I was saying a while ago, he may not never tell you the plan of salvation, but I think he's done a pretty good job, pretty decent job of telling you about the nasty old hog. And believe it or not, there'll probably be some out there that just heard that, how that it eats its dead young and whatever. It'll eat anything. I tell people, you know, like a squirrel or a rat, all of these is just rodent. They're in the rodent family. They're just scavengers. Maybe one day he'll see that the calendar is not right, the one hanging on your wall, that Yahweh, when he created heaven and earth, he had a built-in calendar, the great lights of Genesis 1:14, where he said, let them, talking about the moon, the sun, the stars, he said, let them be for days and years. You know, signs and season, that word seasons is appointments. But use them for the appointments, he's saying. Now, the world will be starting a new year here in a few days. And Yahweh's new year don't start in the dead of winter when the sap's down, everything's dead or dormant, and a new year begins in the springtime. when everything's bringing forth life. The Bible calls it the moon of Abib or Bib. It means greenery. The green ears, things starts coming alive. A new year beginning. You've got the grass start to coming up, turning green. The trees budding and things. That's when a new year. That's when a scriptural new year begins. But man's got his own calendar with his own months. See, them months on your calendar, they don't have anything to do with the moon. And that's where we get our English word month, moon, month, month. You've heard me say many times the Indians used to say many moons. That's the other word, saying many months. From one lunation to another, you know, it'll come on. It'll beacon, it'll go off, it'll come on, it'll go off. And it goes through the phases. And this is why Yahweh set up his appointments. Now, man don't care about Yahweh's calendar. Man's got his own agenda going. Some of them gonna eat what they wanna eat. They gonna wear what they wanna wear. They'll dress like they want to dress. They'll talk like they want to talk. And a lot of preachers will preach them right on through the pearly gates when they die. And they die a sinner, a transgressor of Yahweh's laws. Anyhow, we live here on WWRB, and let me give the call letters out. We'll be on, this is 3.185, we on Friday nights at 10:30. Of course, Tuesday night, tonight, we on 9:30. Got 30 minutes, Tuesday and Friday. And we cry loud and spare not, we try to warn the people to repent of transgression Yahweh's laws. He said, cry loud, spare not, and show my people their sins. You say, well, brother, are you saying his people has sins? No, I ain't saying his people has sins. He said, show my people their sins and the house of Jacob their transgressions. One of your transgressions is eating swine's flesh. And here you got a Trinitarian preacher telling you that it's wrong to eat swine's flesh. A lot of people read it in the Bible all day long, but it just don't seem like to soak in. I know the people, you tell them and tell them and tell them that pork's going to kill you. It's full of causes trichinosis. It's got trichoworms and cysts. If you cook them, it don't kill the cyst. And if you cooked it done enough to kill the cyst, the meat wouldn't be fit to eat, be so burnt. And even if it did kill the cyst, the worms, who would want to eat cooked dead worms? I've had people say, well, brother, on you could cook it and cook it, and it'll kill them worms. Well, if that was so, who's going to eat cooked dead worms? But yet they do it. And they won't quit eating it. Then they go to the doctor, and he tell them that, you know, you're going to die. And the pork's bad for you. And then they'll quit because the doctor told them. Oh, Dr. Sawbones. But tell them to quit eating it, they'll quit eating it. But Yahweh tells them not to eat it, and they eat it. Just like the Christmas trees and all that that we just passed through. If the Bible said put up a Christmas tree and deck it with silver and gold and give gifts one to another and all that, and celebrate his birthday, you probably couldn't get no homosexual, no child molester, no pervert, no sinner to do it. If it said do it. But it says don't do it, and then they all do it. But anyhow, you Dr. Sawbones will tell them that pork's bad for them, they'll quit eating it. Sometimes. Some of them won't. They don't care. And I tell people about my daddy, you know, he drank, and he didn't go to try to worship Yahweh or serve Yahweh or whatever. He was just a sinner. And he would go to the doctor, and the doctor would tell him that he's going to die if he don't quit drinking. It's killing him. He's going to die for him. And I would ask him, well, what did he say? What did the doctor say? He said, I'm going to die if I didn't quit drinking. I said, what are you going to do? He said, well, I'm going to change doctors. And that's like a lot of people today. The preacher will preach something that's in the scripture that they don't like, don't want to hear. What do? Do they repent? No. They change churches. Call them church hoppers. They'll hop from one church to the next. But anyhow, if anybody wants to call, question, comment, you can call in. Let's see if I got my phone handy. I don't even know if I even got my phone ready. I guess you could call my cell phone. It's got a speakerphone on it. That number is 678-300-8676. Questions, comment, whatever. 678-300-8676. This is Brother Arnold with the Repair of the Breach broadcast. And before I get off of here, I want to encourage everybody to go check our website out for information. Let's take this call right here from Brother Roger. Go ahead, Brother Roger.
Hey, Brother.
It's Sister Susan, Brother Roger's wife.
I just wanted to share with you that I heard one time when I first came into realizing that Almighty Yahweh said not to eat it. The mafia, that's how they get rid of all the evidence when they kill somebody, they throw them in a pig pen. Because they eat the whole thing.
Well,
so I thought, that doesn't sound too appetizing.
Well, that's a new one on me, but it makes sense,
Yeah, they eat teeth, hair.
Oh, yeah, eat their bones.
Nails and everything.
Bones and everything, I imagine.
Yes.
Well, you know, the Messiah cast them demons out into the herd of swines, and they ran down the hill and drowned it,
Yes, he did.
And he wouldn't have cast them things out into a clean animal. Even the swine couldn't stand them demons, could he?
No, and our Messiah, he's without sin.
Could you hear the old thing?
He's been real good, and I just wanted to...
I forgot to plug my mic.
That the Bible said.
Yeah, I heard that too, yeah.
You know, I hear people say, well, that's for the Jews, but that's for us, his people.
Oh, yeah.
It's for everybody.
It's in his laws.
Yes, it is. And that's really, if we say we follow the Messiah and he walked in the will of the Father, well, certainly the will of the Father is written in the Scriptures.
The Scripture teaches if we're willing and obedient, we'll eat the good of the land, and he won't put none of these diseases on us like he did the Egyptians. I had forgot to plug my mic back in a while ago. Was I coming in low, or?
It came in real clear. It was
I'm talking about whenever I quit playing, and I was supposed to plug my mic back in, and I forgot. Okay. And then
it worked out okay.
Well, good. Okay, we appreciate you calling, Sister Susan.
We appreciate y'all.
All right, shalom. Okay, this is Repair of the Breach broadcast, Brother Arnold. This number here, error code 678-300-8676. That's 678-300-8676. We've got a few more minutes here, but listen, I want to encourage everybody that the scripture is right. Scientists found out years later that swine's flesh is no good for it. But Yahweh revealed this through Moses, you know, thousands of years ago. Scientists found out that being circumcised is cleansedness. Well, man's found out that, you know, they circumcised the eighth day. This was, you know, told, revealed to Moses and Abraham and all of them way back yonder. They found out the eighth day, they say that is the highest that the vitamin K is, it comes into the, and it's highest as any other time in life. Now, ain't that something? I was thinking a while ago when Joel Osteen said that the cow had three stomachs. I was thinking the cow had four. I'm going to have to check that out. Because I've always, for some reason, thought that the cow had four stomachs. I was always told that. Now I'm wondering if I'm right or wrong. And matter of fact, as soon as this broadcast over, I'm gonna try to look that up and see for my own information. But I did know that the digestive system, it took longer to digest something that a cow eats than what a hog eats. Whatever a hog eats, if you eat that hog, hold on, let's take this call. Yeah, hold on 1 second and finish this thought. If a hog, whatever a hog eats, if you eat that hog, kill that hog and eat it, if that hog eat a bait of worms 30 minutes ago and then you kill that hog that day and eat it, you're eating second-handed worms. But go ahead, you're on,
Two stomachs.
Well, I'll have to check that out. Two stomachs is
this
one. All right, we're going to check it out. Appreciate that, Mike. He says two stomachs. And Joel says three, and I was thinking he had four. Now, I sure enough got to check it out. So we got two, three, and four. Which is it? But anyhow, our time's just about come and gone here again. It sure, 30 minutes don't last long. It comes and goes real quick. But listen, I want to encourage everybody, go to our website at lunarsabbath.info. Yahweh's appointments is very important. That's lunarsabbath.info, I-M-F-O, info, like information. And one of the latest things I put up is, you know, the traditional Sabbath, which I kept for many years because I didn't, let's see if I can. Go ahead.
Hey, brother, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good.
So have you ever heard of a man named Michael Rood?
Yeah, I've heard that name, but I can't place who it is, but I think, Rude Awakening.
yeah, that's what he is. I met him a long time ago I was hosting an event, and, anyway, I read the other day that he was going up with the New Moon, organization, whatever it is, in Israel with the Sanhedrin, and he's trying to find the new moon, the exact new moon, and they all into it up there, and I didn't know if you had heard about what they're trying to do over there. Now, you know, they're trying to bring the whole temple back and all that stuff.
That's why I probably heard his name on that. Yeah, I that's where I heard his name from. Well, I appreciate that information. My time's just about gone. I'm gonna give him address. I appreciate you calling here. Thank you. Bye bye. Let me give this phone number out for free literature, and hopefully I'll get my literature out pretty soon. But anyhow, if you want to write, you can write to Brother Arnold. The address is 3466 Hightower, one word, Hightower Trail, just put TR period, 3466 Hightower Trail. That's Conyers, Georgia, Conyers, Georgia, just put GA period. Zip code is 30012. That's 30012. Again, just put Brother Arnold, 3466 Hightower, one word, Trail, Conyers, Georgia, 30012. We'll send you free literature. Ask for our tape, 7001 Reasons Why His Name Can't Be Jesus. Ask for another free booklet, Proof That the True Weekly Sabbaths Are Determined by the Phases of the Moon. Now, the scripture clearly says that he appointed the moon for seasons. That word seasons is moed, or appointments. That's Psalms 104:19. It clearly says in Leviticus 23, verse 2 and 3, it says that these are my feasts or seasons. That's word moed again. He said, these are my moeds or seasons. And the first one listed out of his mouth is after 6 working days. The weekly Sabbath is a moed. And the moon is for moeds, and the weekly Sabbath is a moed. Don't get no plainer than that. And in Ezekiel 46, 1 and 3, he says, the gates to be shut the 6 working days. Now remember, 6 working days, that's a category of days, 6 working days, but open on the Sabbath and the day of the new moon. And is a conjunctive word. It means and the day of the new moon. In other words, Sabbath and day of the new moon are worship days. They're not one of the 6 working days, people. Read it for yourself. I didn't write that. Ezekiel 46, 1 and 3. Compare that with Psalms 104:19 and Leviticus 23, verse 2 and 3, or 1 and 2. Yeah. And Genesis 1:14. He said, let them be for appointments. That word seasons is moeds. Let them be for moeds. And I have demonstrated time and time again how that you cannot keep an uninterrupted cycle from creation, because Adam's descendants migrating east and west when they meet on the opposite side of the earth, they'll be on 2 different cycles, 24 hours apart. It's an absolute. Anyhow, the website, you can go to lunarsabbath.info, lunarsabbath.info, or you can call me as soon as this broadcast is over. Their code 678-300-8676. I'll send you free literature at 678-300-8676. If you believe what we're preaching and teaching, don't send us your money, your tithes, your offers. You go tell somebody else and get this truth out. Maybe get somebody off the swine's flesh. Keep his commandments and be blessed. And then you can truly believe when he says, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Till next week, may Yahweh bless you. Shalom. ¶¶